The phenomenon of domestic violence is pervasive in almost all world societies and is understood differently and in varying proportions in these societies. To define domestic violence is to allow into the narrowness and the breadth of the concept of violence, which according to Dobash and Dobash includes but not limited to verbal abuse, intimidation, physical harassment, homicide, sexual assault, and rape. The question of whose definition is to be advanced is also a pertinent one raised by the Dobach. Does one take the definition of the victim or that of the perpetrator or of researchers and practitioners in different specializations? Domestic violence has been viewed primarily as a criminal justice issue that requires utmost interventions from the key players in the criminal justice sector. Yet there exist structural and cultural aspects that have limited the efficacy of legal and other institutional forms of intervention in addressing the phenomenon of domestic violence. The more these factors do not form the core of intervention strategies, eradicating domestic violence becomes an exercise in futility. The most common form of domestic violence is violence against women, which pervades religions, cultures, races, socioeconomic and national groups. Violence against women has been a subject of social legal attention in almost all countries, including Zimbabwe, India, and Kenya. These studies have looked into the prevalence and causes of violence against women in respective countries and the various social legal interventions preferred to minimize the prevalence. Religion plays a significant role in the framing of domestic violence in the same way it helps survivors of domestic violence find solace in their spiritual and faith communities. Wendt and Zanettino have argued that religious beliefs and practices have been used to relegate women to subordinate roles and to justify physical, sexual, and other forms of abuse against women. They give the example of how the figure of Eve in the creation is reconstructed by a Christian respondent to project women as luring, tempting, and tricking men, thus potentially dangerous. In the past, the problem of domestic violence has been understudied in Muslim communities generally, ostensibly due to an apparent exclusivist attitude of Muslim communities that forecloses any discussions with outsiders in quotes on special matters pertaining to them. Just after the tragedy of 9/11, Islam and Muslim communities gained notoriety across the world as an area of study in the fields of religious studies, comparative law, and cultural studies. On domestic violence, the attention of theologians and legal historians in the West has constantly been trained on the interrogation of exegetical literature involving analysis of Quranic verses and Hadith literature touching on the phenomenon of domestic violence, and specifically those touching on Quran 4:34. This particular verse has been cited on several occasions as being the foundational Quranic provision that encourages Muslim men to beat their women and has been a subject of various studies. Humanitical engagement with the revealed texts for purposes of reinterpreting and situating the phenomenon of domestic violence within the classical and contemporary context of Islamic doctrine and practice has always been augmented by the approaches of anthropologists that seek to situate domestic violence within particular experiences of Muslim communities across the world. Salhi, 2013, for example, has edited a volume on gender and violence in the Middle East and North Africa with anthropological insights on domestic violence from countries such as Turkey, Morocco, and Egypt.